and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Could I tell you today that it is not only a good life, but it is a great life serving the Lord. Things may not be a bed of roses for everybody, and certainly we have troubles as Christians. But that's what we're studying about, how these problems are to be confronted, how that we're not to run from the problems, but we're to face them head on as we look into Ephesians chapter 6, where Paul the Apostle, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, is writing to us about the armor of God. Now, we're in verse 14, but I want to go back up to verse 10 and just read down through and get to verse 14 now. It says there in verse 10, of Ephesians chapter 6, "Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Let me stop just a moment. We're wrestling against the things that we can't see. We're wrestling against something that only God can give us a victory over. We don't see the wickedness in high places, but we can sure feel the power of that wickedness as it comes around us and confronts us. And Paul says in verse 12 again, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." And we look once again, having done all to stand. "Stand therefore." In other words, resist every attack. Resist the things that come along in this life that would throw the Christian into turmoil. And you say, "Well, you believe Christians can be placed in turmoil?" I sure do. I've seen and I've had people talk to me about this. And once again, as a human being, I've been in turmoil before as a child of God. But thank God I got into His Word and I've seen how to put on the whole armor of God. And I've seen how to resist the devil, how to stand up against the things of the evil of this world. Ephesians 6:14 says, "Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness." Having your loins girt about. And I've spoken about how that the girdle, this is a sash that goes around to protect, to hold in the things that we have, that the soldier had, to hold those things in, to keep them safe against the body. But most of all, the girdle of righteousness. Notice Isaiah 11:5, it says, "And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins." That's the saved person. "And faithfulness, the girdle of his loins." I pray that you understand that Paul the Apostle, in Ephesians chapter 6, is using the illustration of a soldier, of the clothing of the soldier that was present in the day that he lived, and how that he's comparing those articles of clothing, of protection, to the things of God today for us, for Christians, as well as for those people back in the church at Ephesus. He's giving them an illustration as to how the protection of God is here for us to take advantage of, that we will be protected as a soldier. And by the way, we are soldiers of the cross. Those of us who have trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we are soldiers of the cross, marching on, doing the will of God, fighting for our Lord. Now, I don't mean physically fighting. I mean that we are fighting the workers of darkness, the things of this world that can bring people down, especially the work of the devil. Well, Paul the Apostle says, having your loins girt about with truth. Jesus Christ is truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus said in the Word of God. He says He is the truth. We're to put on truth. We're not to do something that would mislead someone as a saved person. We're to tell them the truth. We're to be forthcoming and telling them exactly how it is. Now, some people do not believe that you should tell someone that if they're not saved, that they're going to hell. Well, the Bible says that's the truth, that if a person does not receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, right now, if they die right now, the next stop for them is hell. Later on, they will be transported to the lake of fire forever and ever and ever. No end. Some people do not think that we should, as Christians, tell other people that they need to get saved or they're going to go to hell. Well, the Bible says that we're to give out truth. And the truth is, without Jesus Christ, people do go to hell. What a sad thing it is to think that our loved ones or those people around us who have never trusted Jesus Christ as Savior will end up in a devil's hell later to be cast into the lake of fire. We're to have truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness. And once again, the word here, breastplate, is a coat. It's something that protects. It's something that would protect the soldier. And I mentioned last time, 1 Samuel 17:5, and he, that's Goliath, had an helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail. And the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. And we're told here that Goliath's coat of mail weighed 5,000 shekels of brass, or nearly 160 pounds. It was many times formed of plates of brass laid one upon another like the scales of a fish, so the person could still move. Having on the breastplate of righteousness, having on the breastplate of righteousness, the Bible says here, and this would be integrity, holiness, purity of life, with genuine goodness. The breastplate, you see, for the soldier defended the vital parts of the body. And the idea here may be that integrity of life and righteousness of character is as necessary to defend us from the assaults of Satan as the coat of mail was to preserve the heart of the soldier from the arrows of an enemy. Now, the devil shoots darts at us. We may see that in just a few moments. But the idea here is that we're to be clothed with the righteousness of God. The only way a person is going to go to heaven is to be clothed with the righteousness of God. That righteousness comes by and through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, because He gave His life on the cross of Calvary. He was crucified, He was buried, and He rose from the grave. And because He lives, you and I can live, because we've trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Notice the integrity. It was the incorruptible integrity of Job, and in a higher sense, the incorruptible integrity of the Redeemer Himself that saved each of them from the temptations of the devil. Remember, Jesus Christ, when He was tempted, He says, thus it is written in the Word of God. It is written, it is written, it is written. It's in the Word of God, He says. Well, how did He know that? Because He's the author. He knows what's in the Word of God. He knew what was in the Old Testament. And every time the devil tempted Him, He said, it is written. But you see, He had integrity. And it is as true now that no one can successfully meet the power of temptation unless he is righteous. Just as a soldier could not defend himself against an enemy without such a coat of protection, the coat of mail, the coat of protection. And the lack of integrity will leave a man exposed to the assaults of the enemy, just as a man would be whose coat of armor was defective, or that some of it was inadequate for protection. There may have been a flaw. Well, the king of Israel, who thought he was fully protected by his armor, was killed by an arrow sent from a bow drawn as a venture. He was hit between the joints of his harness, or the breastplate, according to 1 Kings chapter 22. And I want to read those verses. 1 Kings chapter 22 and verse 34 through 35. This is letting us know the importance of having on the whole armor of God. It says, "And a certain man drew a bow at a venture." In other words, he said, "I'm just going to shoot this bow in the air, and I'm just going to shoot it to see where it goes." It says he drew a bow at a venture and smote the king of Israel between the joints of the harness. Wherefore, he said unto the driver of his chariot, now this is the king speaking, he told his driver, "Turn thine hand and carry me out of the host, for I am wounded." And the battle increased that day, and the king was stayed up in his chariot against the Syrians and died at even. And the blood ran out of the wound into the midst of the chariot. What an awful picture that is of a man who did not have on the right clothing. What an awful experience it is, and how terrible it's going to be for that person who doesn't have on the righteousness of God. The righteousness of God, first of all, comes by Jesus Christ. He is the Savior. He's the one who makes us righteous, not in our own self, but because of Him we are made righteous. How terrible it will be one day for that person who has not put on the coat of righteousness, the robe of righteousness of Jesus Christ, to end up in a devil's hell, not having on the armor of God. I believe that for the Christian, that Christian who does not put on the whole armor of God, that Christian is in very grave danger. Oh, not to lose the soul, not to go to hell, but that Christian is in a very grave position, a danger of not being able to serve God here on this earth. They may, what we call backslidden. They would be in that position of backslidden. In other words, away from God, not lost, but not living for the Lord. Many a man who thinks he has on the Christian armor is brought down because there is a defect in his armor. There is some defect in character. Some want of incorruptible integrity, some point that is unguarded, and that will be sure to be the point of attack by the enemy. See, David, a man after God's own heart, was tempted to commit the enormous crimes that stain his memory. And Peter's armor was lacking when he denied his Lord. Through the lack of the armor of righteousness by some lack of incorruptible integrity is in a single point. Many a minister of the gospel has been overcome and has fallen. It may be added here that we need a righteousness which God alone can give. The righteousness of God, our Savior, is what will make us perfectly impenetrable. That word is hard for me to say. Impenetrable. You know what I mean. From all the arrows of the foe. God has given us the great privilege of being one who stands for Him. He's given us that privilege, and He's given us the right clothing, the robe of righteousness, and He wants each one of us who name Him a Savior to put on the whole armor of God. Use everything at our disposal to be in the fight, to stand for our Lord, to do the things that God would have us to do, unhindered, unstoppable, but marching forward in the army of the Lord. We are the soldiers of the cross, and we need to keep on marching forward for our Savior.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.